Another Friday comes to us, a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter where we are, wherever we are in North America, in all of continental Europe, and throughout the Philippines, and wherever you are in the world, maybe you're in Australia or in the South American area, Africa, God is still with us. And today, as we look at the scriptures, I first of all would like to encourage each and every one that as we come to these last 9 days of the Easter season, we need to constantly challenge ourselves to allow the power of the resurrection life of Jesus Christ begin to transform our lives. Because there is a transforming power in the resurrection life of Christ that changes and just alters whatever despair and hopelessness that we face. We can have hope. Today, I would like to just entitle this message as Witnesses of His Glory. Witnesses of His Glory. You see, as we have understood and we have been trained with, for a long time, we have allowed what we see physically to be the one that affects us. We have trained our physical vision to see things that are around us. We take in whatever these eyes, physical eyes, see. But yet we have failed to understand that there is another side of vision. That is the heart. That is the very life that God has given inside in our spirits. That vision which we see in the life of Elisha and his servant Gehazi in this time when they were surrounded by the Arameans in 2 Kings. It says there that the servant woke up and he saw this great army around them. This was the physical sight. And so Elisha, having been roused by his servant about this situation, he said, "Do not worry, we are more than they are." And he prayed, "Lord, open his eyes." And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant. And he saw great chariots of fire. You see, there is that vision that God has made available to us as we look through the things that we are going through. We may be surrounded with despair. We may be surrounded with hopelessness. We may be reading the news and looking at the internet and watching all of these things. But always remember, these are physical eyes that are giving us all of these information. God has provided the eyes of faith. And we have St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 17, when he said, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know the hope to which you have been called, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of God's power to us who believe." Now, these are just magnanimous words. These are just things which are not just fantasies. These are not just fairy tales. They are reality. But for us to see them, our spiritual eyes must be opened. And that's why I come to the gospel today. The gospel is about the transfiguration. And it says there, as Peter, James, and John, overcome by sleep, were awakened. It says in the gospel that they saw the glory, they saw his glory, and the two men, Elijah and Moses, standing with Jesus. They saw. So that could have been their physical sight. But later on, if you remember the gospel yesterday in the Ascension, the gospel was about Jesus saying to his disciples, "You are witnesses of these things." You see, a witness is not just someone who limits himself with physical sight. A witness is one who beholds the heavens open and see the Son of Man in his glory. You see, this is what Stephen, our first martyr, had experienced when he was being stoned at the this situation that he was surrounded with at the point of death because of what he was going through. Stephen said, "Lord, do not take the sin against them." And then he saw the heavens open. This is what the witness is. In another instance in John chapter 1, in Nathanael, Jesus was saying, "Don't worry, Nathanael. You will see greater things." And then farther on, he said, you would see the Son of Man going up. Angels, you will see the glory. You will behold the heavens open. Over and over, this is so very clear in scriptures. And today we are called with this event of the Transfiguration and yesterday's event of the Ascension. You are called, we are all called to be witnesses of his glory so that we can now begin to accomplish the work that we are called to do. And that as his church, his body, we are now to bring forth the transformation to the world and restoration that the world needs in order for it to be back on the track that God had intended the world to be. This begins with our lives as God's people. This begins with our families. This begins in the very locality where we are. Remember, God said, "You will be witnesses when the Holy Spirit has come upon me," starting with Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost part of the world. We, the people of God, the church, has been called to be witnesses of his glory so that we can now take on that same glory, the very presence and power of God, the very rulership of God, to see God seated on the throne, with Christ seated at the right hand with all authority and power, and to begin to walk in faith with the life God had intended us to have. Let me just read as we conclude our reflections today from a psalm which perhaps is not read too much in our readings or understanding, but it is a psalm that I could still remember 30 years ago or so in the church of what we then had as Christian Life Fellowship. When one of the elders was Sister Norma Lai, who read this psalm, and it began to create, not only in my heart, but in the hearts of many, that passion to begin to see the glory of God, but not only see, but to be a witness of the glory. And this is what it says in Psalm 110. Let me just read the first few verses of that psalm, first from 1 to verse 3. It says there, "The Lord says to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.'" Now, how is God going to accomplish this and make his enemies a footstool? The second verse says, "The Lord will stretch forth thy strong scepter from Zion, saying, 'Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power, and in holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to be to you as the dew.'" This is how God will accomplish it. He will stretch forth his power from Zion. And who is Zion today? But not the church. Are we not Zion today? to walk in the glory of God. He will stretch out that authority, that power, so that we today are that with the authority carrying out the truth and the reality of the cross and the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ in every instance in our lives. Witnesses for His glory, that we can become the church as God intended the church to be, and that He can fulfill His desire, that He loved the world so much, the desire for it to be restored to what God intended all men to become. May our lives truly be witnesses of His glory.